Hello and welcome back to session 9, the importance of your endocrine system. The importance of the thyroid and adrenals. The function of the thyroid is to regulate all the processes of energy release within individual cells and in the body. The thyroid test is routinely performed when people suffer from ongoing fatigue. Hyperthyroidism, or underactive thyroid, occurs when the thyroid gland is not producing needed amounts of thyroid hormone. Many endocrinologists and nutritionists explain why a blood test given to assess thyroid levels may fall within the normal range, yet still require treatment. When the thyroid is not working correctly and thyroxine levels are inadequate, nothing works properly, including the adrenal glands. These glands produce 4 hormones that enable the body to deal with immediate stress. The most important of these is cortisol. Our ability to produce this hormone is essential if we are to fight off the effects of environmental toxins, injury, illness, workload, and trauma. In fact, cortisol is the stress buster of the body. The adrenal glands are so important that if for any reason they cease to work, you would possibly not survive more than 3 days. This really shows how important they are, so it amazes me that doctors don't even mention them when discussing your thyroid. The final straw. When cortisol is released at appropriate times, the body handles its challenges and threats. The difficulty with today's lifestyle is that our body reacts to upsets in our emotional life, being under pressure for time or worrying, in exactly the same way as if we were being chased by a prehistoric animal. Instead of the switch turning off once the big threat has passed, now with the self-imposed pressures of modern-day living, the cortisol switch can get left on, flooding the body with stress hormone which depletes the adrenal glands, causing them to reach a point of exhaustion. There are also other chemicals released, such as interleukin-6, which causes inflammation in our system that leads to pain and deterioration of your immune system. An impaired immune system can't fight off the viruses that a healthy system can. This is why so many ME sufferers' stories begin with, "It started when I had a sore throat or flu, and it never got better." The truth is that it was not the starting point, it was the final straw for an overstressed system. The starting point was much earlier in your history and is buried in your own combination of genetics, your predisposition to create or handle stress, your past behaviours, beliefs, dietary habits, and all of the building blocks that cause the breakdown of your system. Did you know? When the body is in such a low state with adrenal exhaustion, it can't utilize the natural thyroid hormone, even though the level may appear normal on a blood test. While the thyroid hormone may be in the bloodstream, your body may not be utilizing it effectively. Therefore, the blood test shows normal, but you still feel ill. Fact. Underactive thyroid plus depleted adrenal glands, which most GPs do not routinely test, are the double whammy of a stress system, and all the pacing, resting, and support in the world will not enable a sufferer to recover if these are left unchecked. See if you can relate to Kelly's experience. She says, "After many years of sore throats, tiredness, freezing cold hands and feet, lack of concentration, and finding it hard to wake up in the morning, I was diagnosed at age 17 with an underactive thyroid and prescribed thyroxine. It improved my energy only slightly, and after 6 months I still had a long list of symptoms. The hospital I was referred to did not support the use of alternative therapies and relied on blood tests. I felt stuck, as they told me to carry on taking a certain amount of thyroxine even though I still felt unwell. I still had all the symptoms of an underactive thyroid though, So I decided to try and help myself via nutrition and didn't think much more about my thyroid for years. I was then diagnosed with ME at 18. I didn't have any idea that the symptoms I was having were still related to my thyroid. All my problems were now related to ME, or so I thought, from the list of symptoms in all of the books that I read. A good few years later, still with the same symptoms, a nutritionist and endocrinologist was highly recommended to me. His approach was not simply to rely on blood tests. He asked a lot about how I was feeling. He tested my pulse rate, blood pressure, temperature, and most importantly, he organised adrenal tests. These showed that my thyroid was still underactive, even though I had been on thyroxine for years. I also had adrenal fatigue, which is now termed adrenal dysregulation. Since I had been taking thyroxine for many years, supporting my adrenals had never been addressed. I was completely unaware because my GPs or hospitals had never explained the link between thyroid and adrenals. In the recovery pathway, there are webinar sessions on addressing the rebalancing of your thyroid and adrenals, which we encourage you to watch, as well as getting advice from an endocrinologist or nutritional therapist who specialises in testing this area. They will explain the limitations of the usual GP testing that you may have experienced and be able to support your system to aid recovery. You will also see in the underactive thyroid gland symptom checker that accompanies this session that so many of the symptoms you may be experiencing could relate to an underactive thyroid and adrenal dysregulation. Kelly found addressing her thyroid and adrenals with the right supplements and recovery protocols gave her a whole new lease of life. She no longer had sleep during a day, and many of her other symptoms reduced once she was treated correctly. Part of the protocol was to look at how her predisposition and lifestyle had contributed to stressing her thyroid and adrenal system. In the 1970s, Maya Friedman, an American cardiologist, identified two personality types and the impact their behaviours had on their health. The A-type personality. The main characteristics include competitiveness, strong achievement orientation, and impatience. It is easy to see that this type is much more likely to be prone to high levels of prolonged stress because they push themselves hard in all areas of their life. The B-type personality is the opposite of this. The B types are more laid back, calmer, and work at a slower pace. They naturally balance their lives, listen to their bodies, and do not push themselves beyond their own natural energy reserves. The B types are much less likely to be affected by chronic fatigue. Does this describe anyone you know? This person will make a perfect role model for you as you learn how to create health by respecting and nurturing your body, mind, and spirit. Research has moved on, and today we understand that in many cases, the driven behaviour of the A type often develops as a coping mechanism directly related to the early experience of adversity or trauma. Why us? It's not just coincidence that people who are fast-paced, driven, ambitious, and strive to be the best in their field of work, sport, or community are prime candidates for chronic fatigue. From experience of working with recoverers for many years, it seems to go hand in glove with a cumulative stressful lifestyle or a tendency to always put the needs of others above their own because they hate to let others down. In both cases, people push themselves to the limit for various reasons that often boil down to a feeling of inadequacy, of not being good enough, or fearing the disapproval of others. This cycle is a dangerous place to be. The more you push your body when it is tired and exhausted, it then starts to run on adrenaline and cortisol. The more we cause our bodies to produce too much cortisol, the more damage we cause to our adrenals, and then they stop working properly. One of the jobs of adrenaline is to interrupt digestion, so our blood supply is directed to our muscles to get ready for action. Reminder. It's useful to remind ourselves of the impact this has and the link to all of the food intolerances, toxicity, pain, irritable bowel syndrome, and malabsorption of essential nutrients that we discussed in session 7. To simplify this, when we experience prolonged stress, it continually triggers adrenaline and cortisol to release. The parasympathetic nervous system that should come in and calm down our system gets inhibited, and the adrenal switch stays on, leading us to be in a state of exhaustion. As Natalie Goldberg says, stress is an ignorant state. It believes that everything is an emergency. How our bodies react seem to be a complex combination of genetics, upbringing, social conditioning, values, individual behaviour styles, and personality type, as well as the choices we make. Elaine asks us to look at the influence of those around us on the choices we make. She says, did you ever watch a parent or sibling and mirror their behaviour or attitudes to work or leisure? I know I did. There was a very strong work ethic in my family. You simply did not take time off for work. You worked through. When I was growing up, I watched my parents work very long hours. They only rested when they were exhausted. People who did not share this lifestyle were often judged as lazy. Keeping busy and working hard was revered in our family. You were seen in a positive light as a grafter or a hard worker. I never really thought about this consciously until I battled with dreadful guilt feelings when my body collapsed from exhaustion. I would beat myself up constantly because I couldn't work. I remember saying to my homeopath, V. Simmons, my mum is a real dynamo. She's always on the go. I can't believe she's 30 years older than me and I've never been able to keep up with her. V's answer was, you're not your mother. How many times do we compare ourselves to others? What I have learned is that the things that stress my system do not have the same effect on others, even people in my own family. What about you? Key learning point. Take note of how you respond to events and situations. In other words, identify your stressors. One thing to remember here is that often there is a time delay. Emotional stress is often caused when we experience difficulties with close relationships, or financial challenges, or even a bereavement. Whatever it is for you, you may find on reflection that you cope at the time, and it's a few days after that you feel drained or unwell. Once you get tuned into the way your body reacts, you can prevent relapse of symptoms because you learn to remove yourself from the source of stress. This can be the single most important act of love you can show yourself. Recovery is only possible once you admit to the real source of your stress and remove it or deal with it. For some, that can be the job you do or the person you're partnered with or married to. We have to ensure we don't live like Henry Kissinger, who said, there cannot be a stressful crisis next week. My schedule is already full. Top tips. For your mind. Did you know that your brain uses a lot of energy even when you may think you are resting? Former chief clinical researcher at the Princeton Brain Biocenter, Dr. Eric Braverman, is renowned for his work on brain chemistry. He advises us to provide resting time for your brain while it's awake. To completely rest the brain, we have to be in a quiet space, alone, for at least 30 minutes per day. To get the benefit. You may think you've switched off when you watch TV, read, or listen to the radio, but instead you are using your auditory memory or visual memory, which requires energy. Dr. Braverman recommends you create a restful environment by filling your personal space with soft lighting, gentle music, and pleasing scents. An oil burner is great for this. filled with lavender or sandalwood, or an oil you can relax with. For your spirit, create a happy days scrapbook of all of the happiest events in your life. Not just photos, but articles, cartoons, tickets, quotes, postcards, any lovely messages or cards you've been sent, even scraps of pretty materials that you love. The only rule is that each entry affects your spirit joyfully and feeds your soul. And for your external world, have you got any cluttered areas in your bedroom or where you rest? According to the principles of feng shui, this will block the qi or energy in your room, which in turn will drain your personal energy. Get some will in to help declutter your space. It is liberating and it will have an amazing impact on your health and well-being. A fantastic book is Clear Your Clutter by Karen Kingston. Have a wonderful week and remember to update us on Facebook.